Blog Talk Radio.
Good day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sweet Jesus. It is all about you, Lord Jesus. You are the light of the world, and we love you today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We honor you today. Thank you, God. God is our refuge and our strength. Psalm 46, 1 through 3 and 10 through 11. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, earthquakes and so on, and though the mountains be carried into the sea. Though the waters roar and be troubled. Glory to God. Verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And the word of God says, Selah, that means pause and think about it. Ooh, glory to God. That's why we are looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. And is now set down, whoo, glory to God, at the right hand of the throne of God. Father God, we open this broadcast today with prayers of thanksgiving. You are our awesome God. Whoo, glory to God. We acknowledge you first of all in all of our ways. You will direct our pathway. Lord, your word says in 3 and 6, we come to you with joyfulness and gladness and with voices of thanksgiving. We thank you, voices of thanksgiving. We're going to pray the scriptures, voices of thanksgiving. Psalm 26, 7 and 8. Dear Father, that I might proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of your wondrous works. Dear Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house. Woo, glory to God, the place where your glory dwells. Psalm 50, 14, God, thanksgiving. And pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me, God said, in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you, oh, glory to God, shall glorify me. We're still voices of thanksgiving. We're praying the the prayers. Psalm 95, 1 through 3. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully, ooh, glory to God, to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence given. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Verse 3 says, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all the little G gods, the little small G gods. Psalm 104 and 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Psalm 107:15, we're still singing, praying the voices of thanksgiving. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 22 says, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works rejoicing. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Philippians, we're still doing the voices of thanksgiving. Philippians 4 and 6 says, be anxious for nothing. Do not worry. Do not worry, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with humble requesting and with thanksgiving unto our Almighty God, let your concerns be known unto the Father. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God. Glory to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses, overrides, prevails over all of our understanding, and that God's peace will guard us, heal us, deliver our hearts and minds through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Dear Father, thank you. As we pray these scriptures, thanksgiving scriptures, over Radio Land today, over the body of Christ, and over all who will receive this word with hope, joy, and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the church say, amen. Beloved, it is so important in our daily lives to give God all the glory. What does that mean? Give him 100% glory to God. Do it with joyfulness. Do it with gladness. Patty cake clapping, you know that little patty cake clapping? That is unacceptable. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving to God in this upside down side world, we need to glorify him. We need to be excited about the Lord, especially in this culture. Oh, my. Glory to God. We must keep God's thing is going crazy here. But we must keep God focused. Thanksgiving charged up. Power up. We must be alert. And our love walk must be active in times like these. I'm going to say that again. We must be God-focused, thanksgiving, charged up, powered up, and alert, and our walk active, our love walk must be active in times like these. Deuteronomy 28:47-48, God said this. God said, because you served me not with joyfulness and appreciation and thank gladness. And he says, with gladness of heart. And you didn't appreciate all of the abundance of things that God has given to us, or to them at that time. It was in the Bible day. God said, therefore, in verse 48, he says, therefore you will serve your enemies, which the Lord will allow in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in want of all things. God said he will allow a yoke of bondage. Ooh, Jesus, have mercy. You know what? We need to thank God for Jesus, because Jesus paid the price that we do not have to go through all of this without him. Glory to God. We can thank God for Jesus. We will not allow the enemy to take away our joy. God is not looking for religion. God is not looking for religious people. Tradition, he's not looking for that. He is longing for a relationship with all of us from our hearts. Glory to God. Renee, good morning, sweetheart, or good afternoon, whatever the
good
time is.
Good God morning,
everybody's
mommy.
Territory. God
good
bless you, honey.
God day. God bless Ooh. You, mommy.
I am in celebration mode. I am
yes,
in
ma'am.
I am in thank you mode.
Yes, indeed. So am
today.
I.
All right.
So am I.
I have another scripture that I want to read, and then I need you to read and respond to that. Deuteronomy 32:16. You know, the word of God says, God got provoked in his spirit. And Deuteronomy 32:16 said, they provoked God to jealousy by serving these strange little G gods with their abominations that they sacrificed unto devils, wickedness, low life living, filthy communication coming out of their mouths, hatred, violence upon God's people, and so much more. Scripture, I need you to talk about, it says it provoked him to jealousy. What do you have in regards to that?
You know, when you're in a relationship, even in a natural relationship, and you have a companion, and that companion covers you, that husband or wife covers you, and they, in a sense, see you as being possessed by them, belonging
That's right.
to them.
Belonging
they see you as
to
being
them.
Belonging to them.
Yes.
And they see you with someone else. that provokes them to jealousy because they want to know, why are you with this person? Why are you talking to this person? Why are you going here? Why are you going there? See, God's jealousy is multiplied.
Yes.
Billions times, a billion times that.
Yes.
Because he looks at his church. We are the bride of Christ.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jesus is possessive.
Yeah.
God
yes,
is possessive
he is. Yes.
of his children. He
yes.
is possessive of his bride. That's
yes.
why he said in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other God
no
before
other
God. Me.
No. That's
not
it.
Yourself.
Uh-huh.
Not anybody else.
That's
and
it.
Not anything.
That's right.
Because I am a jealous God. You know, Exodus chapter 34, verse 14 says, for you shall worship no other God. For the Lord whose name is jealous.
Ooh, read that again.
For you shall worship no other God. For the Lord whose name is jealous.
His name is jealous.
His name is jealous. Is a jealous, uh-huh. impassioned. Now, can you imagine,
yes.
even if we relate this to the natural,
yes.
and you get impassioned about something, especially something that you hold dear to your heart as being yours, multiply that a billion times over. And relate that to God and tell me how he sees his children.
My Lord.
Tell me how he sees us. Because his goodness and his love is not failing.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to be in a position where we are giving our all to him.
To him.
We're
to
not
him.
Serving ourselves. We're not
yes.
serving our thoughts. We're not
yes.
serving our things. We're not
mm-hmm.
serving other people. We're not
yes.
serving and putting people in the place of him.
Uh-huh.
We're not God-tizing things.
Yes.
We're not putting things in a place of worship.
Yes.
Because we're giving so much time and so much thought and so much effort and being preoccupied.
Mm-hmm.
And not being preoccupied with him.
My Lord, my Lord.
For you shall
you know,
worship no other God, Scripture says.
No
for the Lord
God.
Whose name is jealous.
Yes.
Is a jealous, impassioned God.
Yes.
We need to look that word up, impassioned.
Yes.
We need to look that up.
That means God.
And we need to look up jealous.
He yeah. will go to the very extent.
He will go.
He will, he will fight for us. And that
absolutely.
And there's scriptures that says that.
And he does fight for us.
Oh, yes.
He fights for us because, you know, people can be very judgmental and things of that nature. I mean, even back in Jesus' day. When he was walking
yes.
the earth and he was doing a new thing
yes.
in the earth, God was doing a new
yes.
thing through him.
Yes.
And the uh-huh. religious people thought he was, I mean, Jesus, they claimed that he was possessed by the devil. They
uh-huh.
claimed they claim that
they
he was,
did.
I mean, all kinds of things.
Called him all
because they
names.
Did not understand the new
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah.
And when people don't understand the new thing that God is doing, and see, he protects that new thing.
Yeah.
He's jealous over that new thing.
Yes, amen.
He said, behold,
amen.
I do a new thing.
Mm-hmm. That's the word.
Shall you
Let
not
me,
know it?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's jealous. He's very jealous. And it behooves us to really make sure our relationship with him is very close.
That's right. We serve a very emotional God.
Yes, we
That's
do.
That's why he loves to be praised.
Yes,
he
does. He
wants to be appreciated.
Absolutely.
He wants to be thanked, and he wants
That's
to be
it.
Loved. And
That's
he
it.
Wants to be number one.
Number
not
one.
On the back burner.
Come on.
When you
Come
feel
on.
Like it, when you
Come
get
on.
Ready. I'm
Come
too
on.
Busy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wasn't too busy to wake you up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. Don't get mm-hmm. me started.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share this. Deuteronomy 33:27, it says, the eternal God is our refuge, a place of safety and protection. Under his everlasting arms, the eternal God shall thrust out the enemy from before you and shall say, destroy them. God, our Father, is an emotional God.
Mm.
He loves his children, and he must have first place in our lives.
Priority
Amen.
One. Priority,
Priority
one.
Amen.
Amen.
God's blessing be upon you this morning. I keep saying this morning, but it's noontime in our area. Over you, Renee. God is moving by his spirit in an unusual way in the ministry today.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
We are his vessels, and this is his ministry, and he can do what he want to do when
That's
he wants
right.
to do.
Say that.
The Lord has praying for eye conditions today. Blurriness, cloudiness, painful situation, anything trying to attack your vision. You know, the Bible says without a vision, what happens? The people perish. And so we're praying for eyesight, natural and spiritual eyesight. We want you by an eye of faith to lay your hands on your eye areas or any area that is giving you a problem. And I want you to see Jesus, what he went through for you and for I. See Jesus by an eye of faith, taking those horrific blows to his face. They beat him. They slapped him. They punched him with all their fists. They spit on him. The whole Roman army, not just one, the whole Roman army spit on him. They were vicious. He received that beating for our healing. So all facial issues today, lumps, bumps, scars, anything in the area of your head issues, headaches, mental issues, the brain gets overwhelmed with the pressures of this world. The brain gets sick sometimes. The world's problems, wickedness and evil, plotting and all these, this evil plague, turning from one thing to another. But I got great news. Oh, the blood of Jesus overrides it all. The blood of Jesus. We sing that song and we sing it all the time in church. The blood prevails. Just like it did in the Bible days, no matter what the people say, no matter what the devil say, no matter what anybody say or do, the blood of Jesus prevails. What does that mean? It overrides the situation. It gets rid of. It alleviates. It supersedes everything that the enemy comes to hit us with. The blood of Jesus covers and protects. There is a supernatural, miraculous, wonder-working power in the precious blood of Jesus. Receive his blood upon your life right now. In Jesus' name. Renee, babies are being born right now.
Yes.
They're coming to the birthing room.
Yes.
This is God's program. He can do what he wants to do.
That's right.
So we are yielded vessels.
Absolutely.
We're yielded vessels.
Absolutely.
So those of you gotten off track, even our sisters and brothers and sons and daughters, made the wrong turn. It's time to detour, turn around,
mm-hmm.
and walk
mm-hmm.
back to the light. Oh, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Come on to the light.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said in John 8 and 12, I am the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow me, Jesus said, you shall not walk in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But you will have the light of life.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember that light overpowers darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Light always wins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how dark, always wins. And the life of Jesus in you and I will always, the life of Jesus in you and I, it will always win over death and
mm-hmm.
darkness and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for resurrection and eternal life.
Thank you.
It always wins.
Thank
we read
you,
the back of the book, sweetheart.
Mm.
We win. I don't
yes.
care how dark, how ugly, how evil, whatever.
Yes.
Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church.
Amen.
We just need to pray.
Yes.
We need to pray and pray earnestly.
Yes.
There is a harvest of souls. Babies are being birthed into the kingdom of God right now.
Mm-hmm.
Please pray this prayer with us. Dear Jesus, come
dear
on.
Jesus.
Don't be afraid. Come on. Come on. Come on in. Come on. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I need you in my heart.
I need you in my heart.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I'm so sorry.
I'm
all
so sorry.
My bad behavior
for all
and
of
my
bad behavior
ways.
And my sinful ways.
I want you to change. I want to change. I want to change.
I want to
Please
change.
Please forgive me now.
Please forgive me now.
And Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I receive your.
I receive your forgiveness.
I receive you in my heart.
I receive you
right
in my
now,
heart right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Ooh, glory to God. And what we
hallelujah.
Say to you, we say welcome to
welcome.
The family of God.
Yes.
We want to encourage everyone to get you a Bible, holy Bible. Make sure
yes.
it says holy.
Yes.
Find a full gospel church that preaches the full gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And come and hear the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Renee, this opening today is,
mm-hmm.
I thank God, I'm believing the Lord. And I'm speaking to those with all those issues. I'm speaking to headaches, toothaches, mouth issues, eyes, back, knees. I'm speaking to those who have pain in their body right now, right now. Be healed. We speak healing over you. Receive your healing. The Lord has given us the word of God, and we can look to him for our healing and thank him. He's already given us the victory. Glory to God. He's given us the victory. Woo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Talk to me, baby.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel the presence.
Hallelujah.
I feel the presence of God.
Glory to your name,
in the room right now.
Glory to your name, Father.
The Lord don't want his
people. You're so worthy.
The body of Christ and those in radio land going through issues.
Lord,
you don't have
you
to go through alone.
Lord, thank you for answered prayer.
Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2:24, and Psalm 107:20 all talks about healing. Get those scriptures and read it over yourself. You know, Jesus talked to he talked to the tree. He talked to the water. He talked to people. He talked to sickness. He talked to death. You know, we can talk to our situations. And sometimes, you know, when you're in pain, sometimes the pain didn't get the word yet. And you have to go back and say, now look here. And I'm going to read the scripture over you so you can hear the word. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's in me. Talk to it.
That's
whatever it is that you're going through in your body, whatever it is that you're going through in your mind, talk to it.
That's right.
And tell it to go and be healed because you're covered.
Faith comes by hearing.
That's
faith
right.
Comes by hearing.
That's
and
it.
Hearing by the word of God.
That's it
and
right
as
there.
Followers of Christ, when we are going through tribulation and trials and affliction, it is our responsibility as disciples
come on.
To be and do what Jesus did.
As
you said, Mommy,
right.
Jesus spoke to things.
That's
and
right.
We speak to things. And
we
pick up our Bible
it.
And we look up those scriptures and we speak out loud the word of God. We give the word of God voice.
That's it.
So that we hear ourselves saying it.
That's
because
it.
The more we hear ourselves saying it, the more our faith grows.
Yes.
The more our faith grows, the more we believe. The more we
Amen.
Believe, the more we become at rest.
That's
and at
right.
peace. Because
That's
we
right.
know that God will do what he said he's going to do. And we get to a place of rest. And then when we enter into the rest of God, knowing that he has done what he has said he's going to do for us.
Thank him.
Then we rest in the joy.
Yes.
And we begin to thank him.
We thank
We begin
him.
To thank him before the manifestation even comes around. We thank him in advance. And I mean you can get lost. In thanking God.
Can.
And
yes,
you get
you
lost in thanking God and you forget.
Yes.
About what was troubling you.
That's
and
right.
And you forget what Satan meant for evil. You
for
forget
evil.
The devices that he was trying to use. Because you read
That's
the scripture,
right.
no weapon formed against
That's
me
it.
Shall prosper.
Amen.
And every tongue that rises up against me shall be condemned.
That's
because
right.
Because this is the heritage for the saints.
That's right.
And
we
can
have,
enter
we have,
into the rest of God.
Yes.
And into his peace.
Yes.
Which brings
and this
us
is why
healing.
God, this is why he's so determined or he wants our praise. He
yes,
says
indeed.
He wants us to be thankful. He wants us to praise him with joy. That's why I said patty cake, that little patty cake, look, take the little and just patty cake, giving him a little patty cake. That's unacceptable.
Your joy has to be heartfelt. Your joy has to be from your heart.
Come on.
Because when it's from your heart, it's sincere.
Jesus
said that those who worship him, those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth.
And
the truth and the spirit lie in your heart.
It's in the heart.
The truth
the soul.
Is in the heart.
That's it.
It's
That's
in
it.
The soul.
In the spirit.
I mean, a thank
in
you from way deep down. A
yes.
joyful praise from way deep down. When you think of the goodness of Jesus.
Come on.
And all that he has done for you and me.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
A heartfelt thank you. A heartfelt gratefulness. A heartfelt
yes.
thank you. A heartfelt thankfulness. A heartfelt gratefulness comes over
yes.
you. You can't help but to praise him.
That's
you can't
right.
help but to thank him.
That's it. Amen
That's
to that.
In
you
truth.
Know, people don't realize, and we take so many things for granted. When you can't get your breath, when you go to breathe and you gasping for air, I mean, there's so many things that goes on in our body that we cannot see our heart beat down through the years. The breathing that we do, inhale, exhale, the things that we do on purpose. Sometimes you got to stop and breathe, hold your breath on purpose to realize I need God. I want to thank you for my breath, Lord. I want to thank you for the blood. I want to thank you for waking me up. You know, people, oh, my goodness.
We
I know
all
we were
need
supposed
him.
To be getting into our abundant life.
Yes,
scripture.
But that's all
so,
right. That's all right. Let
I'm
the
so
Lord have his
on.
Way. Let
I'm
the
so
Lord
turned.
Have his way.
Ooh, she about
Let him have his way. Let him have his way. Let him have
we
his way.
We have got to stop. There is so much negative stuff going on, and
mm-hmm.
and we're right in the midst of all
mm-hmm.
this, all this. Ugh. We're
mm-hmm.
right in the midst of all of it, and it is evil. It
mm.
is evil going to seed, but we have to remember that God is greater.
Mm.
He's greater than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Little G could come up with. I call the devil little G.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus said all power.
That's what he said.
He said all power given unto me. These people that's doing these dastardly, awful things to other people, payday is coming to them. Payday's coming. This
mm-hmm.
is why we have got to rejoice and be glad and give hope. We need
mm-hmm.
to give hope to the people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to
mm-hmm.
don't fear.
Mm-hmm.
Let's lean. Let's look to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Looking unto Jesus,
mm-hmm.
who is the author and finisher of our faith. Sweetheart, where are we with time? I'm telling you, I'm just getting started. By the way, would you do the honors? At least let us celebrate our spiritual leaders, our sponsors. Give the announce. Please help your mother. I need you today.
That's all right. That's all right. Oh, we thank God for today. We thank God for the broadcast on today. Lord, you are so wonderful, and we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we just honor you and glorify you, and we reverence you, and we just bask in your presence. And, Lord, we thank you for, we give respect and honor to our pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church located in Southfield, Michigan. And we also give respect and honor to our sponsors, our covering for the broadcast, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. We thank God for them allowing us to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, to be able to just have the opportunity to have the open door, to be able to proclaim the gospel around the world. It is a privilege and it is an honor.
Yes, it is.
We just thank all of you for tuning in today. If you have prayer requests or praise reports of breakthrough or healings and or miracles that have happened in your lives as you have been touched by this ministry, please email us at harvestnlc@gmail.com. That's harvestnlc@gmail.com. Or call area code 214-897-9554. Again, that is area code 214-897-9554. And we pray that you all have been blessed today on this podcast. Lord, we thank you for your moving of your spirit. And we thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit.
Yes. Oh, we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
I could see by it. I'm praying for those miracles, testimonies in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We speak over that family today. The Lord bless each and every one of you. The Lord keep each and every one of you. The Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. And the Lord give you his peace. We pray and plead the blood over every one of you, that you are covered against this evil plague, COVID, and all the other things that come with it. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus over your family, over your home, over your cars, anything that belongs to you. We plead the blood of Jesus. And no weapon formed against you will prosper in Jesus' name. Sweetheart, let's go out with prayer. Let's go out with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name.
We honor you.
Oh, we bless you. Oh, we glorify you.
Yes,
oh, we magnify
you.